Are you ready?
We are rolling.
What's up?
The whole month without merchandise.
Yeah.
Actually, it's my fault.
What's his name? Rajesh?
No, I need to go fetch it. It's my fault. Oh. I've been all over the place. You know what? I was telling you, I need to quit my job and focus on this and get.
Oh, I was just about to say, Rajesh.
There's so much. Last month's merchandise. Guys, you still need to give away the other merchandise.
No, but we're not giving away merchandise.
Okay.
I'm not happy
with
the comments. Guys, please, even if you say you're a punk, it's a comment, right?
Yeah.
Just let us know. Let's communicate, man. You know,
I think I should have never given people my WhatsApp number because they tell comment there. Hey, nice show, Chief.
No, there.
Did you really give out your number
on the show?
There's a WhatsApp number.
There's a WhatsApp number for the show, Jack. So a whole month with Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we survived.
It hasn't been that bad.
We survived. Like I've, you know, people.
That's why he's a professional.
We've made it. We made Tuso, it.
Now please come back. Oh,
sack me si shampondina. I know.
Yeah, and like these guys are just tired of praying. Tuso,
sack me si shampondina.
Okay, so let's get to it,
so please come back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again to Jay. He's awesome. This guy.
Mamua.
Yeah, Mamua. Yeah. He runs a tight ship.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he runs a tight ship. And assistant,
we look all relaxed, but I promise you, if we were to stand up at the back here, yes. Sweating.
And the assistant water boy there at the back, thank you very much, Tabiso.
Of course, yes.
We've got Jack, who is back.
Yes. Uh-huh.
My homeboy,
who's on no track. Longer whack.
He's no longer whack.
Yeah.
I'm on track.
And apparently he's off crack.
Yeah. Might even drive a hatchback.
He drives a hatchback.
Jackie, yo.
Okay, guys. All right, we don't have time. And we can see Mamo has taken out his gun and put on the table.
And we've got our uncle Linda in the house.
As usual, the right guy.
Nothing changes on the show, guys. I know you guys miss Tuso. We also miss him. Send him messages. Send him hearts. Send him nudes.
At the bottom,
and he'll
there.
Be fine.
Yeah, I think he needs nudes.
He'll
to
be fine.
Revitalize him.
Yeah, send him nudes. He'll be fine. Ach, but shame, guys. Hope he's well wherever he is. He's watching.
We've been talking. He's getting there.
I know he's watching, and he misses coming back to the studio. So, ladies. He will be back.
Mm.
All right. So let's get on to the show.
Yes, sir.
Of course, last week we had a whole series, or not last week, the last three weeks.
Yeah.
We've had a series, Yajub, which was great. I still want to see.
He hasn't come back
to
us.
Yeah, I still want to see how excited he is. When we get when he gets to choosing what cars, and are we hitting the mark? You know, I think with helping people find cars, are we hitting the mark? Or are we saying something and person like, whoa.
But generally, we get good feedback. Like, I like that guy's car, I like that guy's car.
So, please, Jupe, give us feedback. Good or bad.
There's one that liked someone's car and bought the other one's car. It was like, I like it.
People, they ain't loyal, man.
He you just know, doesn't like me. Yeah, never choose Linda. So when he buys, like,
so comment, like, and subscribe. Subscription is free, guys. It's like totally zero.
Yeah.
If we had money, we would actually pay you better.
Oh, yeah. Because it's so free.
It's so free. Remember, you're walking so slow.
You walk backwards. You walk any slower.
Walk. You'd be walking
okay, guys, backwards. We have to move.
Man. This week, I want that car, and hopefully, this will start a new series of mommies who want cars.
Okay.
Because we've got mommy.
We're talking to the ladies.
Yes. Mommy wants a car. She would rather. What? Not be named by her name, but her name is Mommy.
It's Mommy.
Mommy.
Yes.
But that's she wants to be called Mommy.
Like her nickname is Mommy, so everyone calls her Mommy, right? Cool. Wow. Mommy has a budget of 10,000 to 11,000. Are you still judging you?
Wow. No.
10,000 to 11,000 per month.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got 10 to
11,000 a month.
She's got kids. That's why they call her mommy, I guess.
She calls them three beautiful gremlins.
Wow, gremlins. Gremlins aren't beautiful, but hey, man.
But before they change, they're
guys, cute. Guys, mommy. They're judging you, right? I'm not.
No. Beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Mommy so, has got a 10,000.
Look,
man.
She wants to carry. She wants a car big enough to carry herself, to carry her kids. She's got a 9-year-old cricket player.
Yes.
Cricket player.
Because you've been talking about how much money they make.
Yeah, cricket player. So a car that can also take her home to Bloom quickly.
Mommy wants to make money.
Stupid. So she doesn't want mechanical bills, right? So if it has a good warranty, it's good by her. And she can't pay much for insurance, so max 2K. So is this now
additional?
Okay, so meaning we're looking at 12-13K including insurance.
No, 13K including insurance.
Yeah, all right. Her husband works overseas. Hint, hint, anyone? I told you guys this is a dating show. Anyway, and he's not so into cars. But something that won't make him look like a little girl, you know, when he's back. It would be nice if it's fuel, if it's fuel efficient. She isn't inclined to pay a lot. So her budget is 500,000 rand.
Right.
The car needs to be big enough for herself and the three kids. Especially that big cricket bag, you know. Must have a good warranty, be good on fuel. She isn't cray-cray about the Chinese, but suggests, let's see.
Okay. I suppose you are going to choose Chinese.
Jack, I'd like you to go first. Why? Because I'm just having a technological disadvantage. I want to present a Chinese motor vehicle.
Yeah, so I've also got a couple of technical issues, but I will still present what I think meets all the specifications. Right? So, first and foremost, this car is priced at 429,000, right?
Okay.
Right? 1.5 liter engine, five-speed.
Five-speed.
MT, chief. Let me cook.
Let him cook.
It's automatic, don't worry.
Oh.
Fuel consumption, 6.4 liter. For 100 kilometers, which is not bad. And as far as technology and all of that stuff, it's got all of the gadgets and gadgets on the inside. And I think it's a good-looking car, and it meets all of the specs, especially when the husband comes back. He's not going to look like a punk.
A little girl.
I selected the Suzuki Jimny, the five-door.
Jimny. Oh, yes. Oh.
The Suzuki Jimny, five-door. That 6.4 liter for 100 kilometers is pretty decent for that car. Especially...
Did you want it?
No.
What? It's
tiny. Four-door, the five-door one.
The five-door, not the three-door.
Okay.
Five-door.
It's tiny. Yeah,
no.
It's tiny. It's got the 1.5 liter engine and that thing on the freeway. Man.
Okay. We are talking about a mom who's got three kids.
Who goes to Bloemfontein?
And she wants to get there in a whim.
No, she wants to. It's not. Look, a Jimny is a nice car. I don't think fitting three children and the husband in there. And by the way, if you're talking about the Jimny, you know that they share. Remember, we talked about it, I think, last together. They share parts with Suzuki. There's going to be a Land Cruiser.
No, Jimny. What do you mean with Suzuki? Like, the Suzuki. Jimny is a Suzuki.
Yes. Suzuki. It's going to share parts with Toyota.
Okay.
And it's gonna they're going to call it a cruiser of some sort.
Right. Like the urban cruiser.
Urban cruiser is the same as the other one. What do you call this? The
Berlino.
The urban cruiser.
The Berlino and the Starlet is the same thing, basically.
King
Vitara.
And I saw it yesterday.
Okay. Suzuki Jimny, I think, is small. I think highway speeds, I think, is not nice. It's not a nice drive. It's very wallowy.
Is it comfortable inside?
I think it is.
Look, how much is it?
429.
Higher is too expensive.
You can get better. You can get better. No,
no, no. But I think the technology in it.
Look, what's about that car is a. You were talking, kind of, you said it's a Scrooby or what? The when a car becomes a cult to people, it's that. But.
It's capable of road. Because of that, it becomes wallowy. Look, running around town, your little daughter, perfect. It's not big, eh? It's really not big.
It's not big. It's not you seen the size
of it? I know how big the car is. I'm just saying you could if the husband is overseas for the majority of the time and you've only got three kids in there, that's and four people in the car.
He has no kids.
What do you mean? Yeah. I don't have kids.
Beds, school stuff.
Maybe what, from what, school, yeah. Then you must go buy groceries. Okay. Look, Gemini,
listen,
no.
That was my
answer. I'm sorry. I want
4 weeks of training.
No, don't make it seem like it was absolutely trash.
We are declining your application.
Are you? Yeah. We're not technology. We're not technology technical. What? Come, let's hear.
So, I got a look, and I know she said she doesn't want. She's not crazy about Chinese cars, right? Mm. She's not crazy about Chinese cars. Lady, the world is heading east, and you do not want to find yourself left behind, right? We spoke last week, and I think we all agreed that east is the way to go. So there's
we said east is where it's going. Yeah. You said it was the way to go. Don't put words in my mouth.
So I'm looking at... I just opened a 2022 one.
Yeah.
It's a 2023 Haval. H6 GT 2-liter T, four-wheel drive, super luxury. Do you want me to repeat that, Jack?
No, give us the price.
All right. The price is 489,000 rand.
Okay.
This thing has done 50,000 kilometers, right? Now, excellent condition. It features the following. Service plan until November 2027 or 60,000 Ks.
How many Ks has it got?
It's got 50.
So it's got 10 more.
10 more. Mm. 10,000.
Hi, I'm Blom. Right?
Hi, Blom is here, guys. Hi, guys. Blom is here. That's like what? That's 1,000 kilometers.
On.
She can go to Blom 10 times.
Well, you didn't factor in the fact that she's still taking these kids to school and whatever. But it's like,
wait. Next week. Right? The car's got aircon.
We know that.
We're talking about gadgets, multifunction steering wheel, cruise control. We spoke about that. It's a must in a car. Leather seats. Now, it's got a sunroof and alloy wheels. Né? The GT...
I would be pissed off if I spent 500K and it didn't have alloy wheels. The
wheel cap.
Yeah.
Right? So, the GT for me and why I went GT, there's the H6 Haval, né? That SUV...
The big one.
Yeah, the big one. Né? This one is a sporty-looking SUV. Né? So, I factored in husband. When he comes back, he doesn't look like a punk.
Okay.
Right? Two in a things. Jimny.
Yeah, Jimny punk.
How does he look like
there's
a punk in a
Jimny? There's nothing wrong with the thing, but he talked about fuel, right? It's a punk. He talked about fuel, and the 2-liter is, you know, the Chinese and the fuel.
Mm, yeah.
They've got a 1400 and it charges fuel like a 4,000.
8.4.
Yeah. She's not so cray-cray about the Chinese, but
that was
see.
My biggest thing.
Yeah.
So, I know she's not
you're
cray-cray,
gonna have to actually sell her on
Yes. And I
that's
want
why
her.
He's saying, it's got so many features. Yeah. And it's got a sunroof
it's
got and other wheels. Like, yeah.
It's got so much technology.
So
we'll like, give her the car with the technology.
Here's the car that I was actually looking for. I didn't change it. Like I said, I'm looking at the 2022, but the one I want is a 2023.
So
this 2023, the only difference comes here with the kilometers. Mm. This thing has done 37,000.
So he's
right?
got 22.
Yeah, it's done.
So
30,
he goes to Bloemfontein 40.
How far is Bloem?
No, carry on.
Is Bloem 5,000 kilometers away?
That's a service plan.
Right, that is, that is the service plan.
Plan.
It does not have a motor plan. Okay. Now, the fuel is going to be a little bit of an issue.
What is the service intervals?
It's probably 15.
So he's got one more service, basically.
Not busy
and
guy.
It's got full service history. So, look, I went left field a little bit. And we're always suggesting Audis and BMs and Mercs and Jimneys. Let's try and go to China, right? See what...
She told you she does not want to go to China.
See what you can get in China.
The first thing that jumps out of his mouth is China.
Definitely you're not getting a Jimny in China. Right.
Okay.
So that is my car, gentlemen.
As usual.
Before you go into your car, Jack is out of the race.
We know you're kind of out.
Why?
Because
it's heavy on fuel. It's gonna be heavy on fuel. It's Chinese. He doesn't like. There's nothing wrong with it.
That's what I'm saying. So heavy on fuel.
So look, if you could, look, if all fails, you look at Chinese. Don't start with Chinese. That's what I.
And thought. That multiplier as well is another one. Is you? Is you can cross.
It's got a warranty, but
is Jimmy? Is Jimmy brand new?
Yes.
Is it brand new?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But it's also got a work. It's a service plan.
No,
there's nothing.
Okay, well,
look,
let's hear
your car. Nothing wrong. I think it's the Chinese are known to be heavy on fuel. Number two, it's a Chinese car. I like it. It's fine. It's fine. It looks okay.
Look, if we're going to cancel out my car because of the things that you were bringing up, which was maybe two or three things.
Yours is no space.
Hold on. You said no space.
Mm.
What else?
There's ugly. No space.
You didn't say ugly.
And
you
said wallowy.
No, it's not a good drive. I wouldn't take
so
it.
So you said, we said with him, the fuel consumption is terrible.
It's not great fuel consumption.
Warranty is an issue, or at least...
No, the warranty is not an issue.
Not the issue. The multiplier is the problem.
No, still it's not.
It's Chinese. She didn't want Chinese.
That's enough. Yes. So I've got two things against mine. He's got two things against
his.
So you can't just randomly cancel me out.
You can't be the winner. Let's hear.
No. If there's more than two flaws with his car, then we've got another thing to talk about.
Mazda CX.
Okay. I've got two cars. Right? One, the main thing is fuel. And you need a diesel. Start there. Mr. Chimney. You need a diesel. You need a bit of oomph so the husband can raise somebody. You know, Jimmy's like, and we're going.
Do you know Plankton on SpongeBob?
No, man.
Plankton.
No, wow.
Yeah, Plankton is a Jimmy.
No, Jimmy's a nice car, but not for this application.
Stop.
For a little girl going to school, varsity, perfect.
Thank you. Not a mommy with three.
I chose two cars. One is a 2 liter TDI Q5.
Oh, didn't get so sadly, like, brah.
But this
something
this actually,
else.
Got, this one I was actually. I'll tell you which one I choose.
What
this one was? It's a 2018. Right, it's got a warranty until next year. Right, warranty means it covers the gearbox, it covers the engine, so it's got 82,000 Ks. This I liked it for the guy more than anything. Right when he comes back, but my the one that when he comes back
consumption,
it's a 2 liter TDI. If it's better than yours by far,
what is the consumption?
I can Google it, but you can Google it's better than yours. I'm pretty sure it's a diesel. But the one that I like, it's a 2021 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive. Right, 2.2 diesel auto, 41,000 Ks, 489,000. It's got warranty until I think 2 years from now. It covers everything. The service plan I think is 3 years unlimited mileage. She must just check if she can extend or not. But it's a Mazda, it's reliable, it looks good. The husband won't look dorky in it.
Pick one.
What's the price?
Pick one. I pick one Mazda. I've actually said my choice is Mazda. I like the Audi shame for the guy, you know, to say he's driving a German.
What's the price?
And, 489.
But I've seen that CX-5 in Champagne. It looks great. Whether you're a man or a woman, it looks great.
I love the look of it. It's reliable. It's automatic. It's four-wheel drive. In any color, you get at 489, you get very good mileage.
I'm not mad at that.
What's look at your fuel.
Exactly.
You know what? He was trying to fight me.
No, tell us the answer. Don't bring it.
No, my fuel is 8.4.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's a lie.
His fuel is 6.9.
And mine is 6.5.
Yeah, you know that's a lie, right? Add another 3-4.
You
so
too.
It comes to 11. Mine comes to 8.
No, it can't come from 6. It goes to 10.
Yours goes to 14. I mean, if he's working his meds.
Okay.
I mean, his meds is weird.
I think we.
Man, it's obvious. A Mazda. You can't even.
No. Look, I'm not mad at your at your choice. I'm not
it's
mad
big
at
enough.
It.
It's got space. The Mazda.
I'm not mad at it.
What's up, Mazda
I am
for
not
me?
Mad at
And I like. I saw a maroon one the other day, and I was thinking how much we've spoken about the car. inside, man.
It's beautiful.
Haina.
No, it's actually got one of the nicest interiors. You know what the biggest problem with Mazda is?
And I've been, infotainment.
It's got infotainment. It's
born a Linda, man. It's this thing is bland.
No,
man.
It's got a screen.
It's like an A1, bro.
You know what we were talking about last week when we were saying we're tired of fatigue of technology? Touchscreen. It's got a nice rotary, whatever. Right. You can. It's got
just
buttons.
That,
it's got a screen. It's got everything.
You know, like it's minimalistic
enough.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's fine.
It's not over the top.
What you want? You want a wolf? Pass. I mean, no. It's you know the biggest issue with Mazda. I promise, if I was Mazda CEO right now, I'd fire the marketing team. These people don't talk about these cars.
Yeah.
And these things are brilliant. Talk to anyone. Mazda is a brilliant little car.
Little.
I'm not mad at that.
So okay. We know that it's a Mazda. We all
so
No. I won't go as far as that. I'm just saying.
So
I'm not mad at it.
So okay. Now we Jimny's have to choose out. A Jimny's
why?
Out.
Why? Why?
No,
it's out.
It won't.
No.
It's out.
No, it's an option.
It's out.
As long as when your fuel consumption takes you out as well.
No, wait.
And Jack. It's Chinese.
Sharp. So me and you are out.
Yes. Sharp.
So we are.
Mazda.
If that's what we're saying, I can defer to
are
the
are we then?
Go get a Mazda.
So guys, I think mommy, look, just
go get a Mazda.
Give yourself.
Sales pitch.
Give yourself some time. Go have a chat with someone from Guangzhong. Go to GWM.
It's Great Why? Wall Motors. Why yeah. Guangzhong?
Guangzhong.
Great Wall Motors.
What does Great Wall mean in Chinese?
I don't know.
Guangzhong.
Oh, okay. Guangzhong.
I did my homework.
I'm going to Google that. No, I'm just making it up.
Yes.
I was going to.
I am.
Yes.
No. I am. But, mommy, just give yourself some time. Look, pop into Haval.
You said you didn't want Chinese.
You
stop
see, this
wasting
is, hold
your
on,
time.
Hold on.
Go to Mazda.
You can't decide to make the closing link your sales pitch. Listen,
it's a Mazda.
We presented Done. Three cars.
You know, pick you lost one. Mazda.
Guys, I'm the host.
We presented three
Mazda.
Cars.
We move to the next thing. So, mommy. And other mummies that are watching the show, we'd like to start another 3-4 episode series just for mummies.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
Please talk to us.
Talk to us. Ask us questions. Let's see how best we can help you, you know? Just maybe something you can think about. There's a friend of mine. She's got three kids. She drives a Clio. And she was saying, look, you know, I'm looking for something, but I'm not, must I call her?
The Mazda. I mean, the Mazda.
So, no, the budget. Colleague, your colleague, sir.
Ah, but we'll talk, we'll help
her. Yeah, but, you know, I said to her, look, just send me what you're looking for, and then let's have a chat.
Preferably on the comments.
On the, please.
There you go.
You know, because they, how about don't believe I'm Fetore.
Be our hero.
You know? So, let's move on to the next thing. And
speaking
we
of
are...
heroes.
No, we were talking about it 2 weeks ago, that there were cars, the Germans are going under, or they're struggling, right?
There's a steady decline.
Yeah, but, and many times I've been through that. Like, there was a time where Porsche, for example, in the 90s, Porsche was seeing flames, you know, and they had to come up with a plan. They created a 944, which was sort of everybody's Porsche. That gave them some money, and then they created a Boxster. Then they created a what do you call this? Cayenne. Became rich to a point that they bought VW. You understand? So what I wanted us to talk about is heroes, like car heroes. We don't talk about, you know, we always see cars as just mode of transport. But these things have saved lives, have saved jobs. They make Germany great again.
Wow.
Yeah, in South Africa, we would choose a car. But, well, we don't have one.
We don't have one.
It's Oshata Felaga. Make Germany great again.
You know, look, but you know,
I
it's so
cannot
sad.
Believe you just did that.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
And I did three times.
like
that guy. Now he has to speak with like this voice. Then he scared everyone off.
I so every time I come here, you guys do something else that scares me. It's weird.
So look, so like Saab, they tried the. It went under, but Saab was a great car. There was,
you know,
that it was bought by clever people. it was proven that Saab was bought by high IQ people.
That's and it didn't work.
It didn't work because they just failed to find that hero, you know?
So yesterday, now that you talk about this, I was walking and I saw, for after a very long time, I saw Green Beetle.
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
I saw a Green Beetle. And Beetle, I think I remember it. It used to be a friend of mine's Beetle.
Mm.
And, you know, that car was a hero.
Mm.
Because, and I'm talking about the specific car itself, that Green Beetle, you know.
Was your hero.
It was my hero. You know what I mean?
That car,
you know what I mean? And so many stories I have where it saved me from whatever. I was sloshed and I couldn't walk home, and the car, it got me home. You know, I had a hookup, and you understand, before the Uber days, you know, like, yo, you know what I mean? It would get me there, and you understand, that was my hero. And when I read this thing yesterday, and I'm laughing, and then I just happened to walk across this Beetle, I'm like, yeah,
something. It's still there.
Yeah. It's still there. You know, I'm like, this is my hero right there.
So, talking of Beetles, it's to VW, which was, we were talking about it, they earn what, 60 euros? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or to say the VW workers are 60 euros an hour.
Yeah.
It wouldn't exist if VW Beetle didn't exist.
Right.
And the Golf. The Golf actually rescued,
the Mark 1,
yeah. The Mark 1 rescued VW, made it liquid to buy all these companies, and it's one of the biggest companies.
Wow.
You know? Crazy. Anyone you can think of?
Car heroes, man. I've drawn a complete blank. I won't even lie.
There's a car called a Fiat. We talked about it. Remember, what was it?
Jack is going to remember.
What was it? Him.
What?
500.
Fiat
500. Chiquento!
Chiquento,
yes. Chiquento! I knew. We talked about one of the best episodes.
I knew he'd remember
that was
it.
Also a hero to
To the Italians.
Fiat. To Fiat. Uh-huh. And but Fiat is quite a big company. I mean, Fiat owns Ferrari. It owns... what's the other car that I love that people don't buy again? Alfa. So it owns a lot of cars. It's part of the Stellantis group. That's one of them.
But I mean, that Fiat 500, like, you can tell that car was designed for the streets of
Italy. Yeah.
Like, just when you look at how thin those pathways are and all of that stuff,
you should
that
be
car
able,
makes
I
sense.
Think, I think the left and the right fender or something works. You don't. You can go there and get a fender. It doesn't need to be. I think, I can't remember what it is. The right
like, what's why?
Yeah, identical. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're just flexing. So, you know.
And then, I mean, on you know me in looks, man. In the looks department, it works.
Yeah.
Is there a car?
It works.
I know.
Bentley Continental.
Which one? Chiquenta?
The one
that it's also got a convertible.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I would take the Abarth though. I would like.
Is there a car that has saved a company?
Yes.
Like, I mean, you've spoken about Porsche now.
Yeah.
Was it really at that point where if we don't produce?
Yes.
And I'm thinking now about Jaguar. And what's happening with Jaguar right now. Is this car going to make or break?
You're talking about the Jaguar. In 2008, they had the S-Type. Two round lights. They had it's XJ, the big one. Then they had the X, which was a little four, the little small one. And that was it. And it was literally bankrupt. Literally bankrupt. The XF came, saved it. So I'm hoping this, they have moving to a new direction, hoping to save it.
But I mean, like, that ad was just absolutely revolting.
You're talking about it.
No, but it was revolting.
You're talking about it.
And you remember it.
No.
How many months?
I know. We talked about it. We put it in the thing. And we got the biggest hits.
But the thing is, it was surrounded by controversy. I didn't see a single car in that ad.
Yeah. It's meant to be.
But you knew it was about cars.
No, look, I didn't.
Look, my whole thing is, the marketing manager in that thing, hire him for Mazda, please.
True.
Just to get
and
it out
is it in production? I think you posted a video of one.
Yeah, it's
one
in production.
One
it's been tested. And there was one in a celebrity doing it. It was actually the one that was at the show. But they're starting to promote.
The celebrity rocked up to some awards.
Tell me,
with
are you familiar with Aston Martin's history? I would imagine James Bond's movies and whatnot might have ended like.
He's still struggling.
Still struggling.
Aston Martin was bought by Jaguar. No, Aston Martin was bought by Ford, sold. There's someone else that owns it. It's now not producing its own engines. It's produced by Mercedes-Benz. Still struggling.
Still struggling. Mm. I would have thought.
It hasn't come with that.
I would have thought like the legacy of it would have at least lent it a bit of, you know, gravitas just to resurrect the damn thing. But I hear you.
Other cars, let me quickly tell you. Lamborghini Gallardo rescued
Lambo.
Mm-hmm. Jaguar XF. Nissan Qashqai.
Rescued Nissan. Is this during Carlos's time?
I think so, yeah. Carlos's time, I think, yeah.
Qashqai.
Qashqai. Cars like those, so many, it gave them liquidity to produce other cars. So, Bentley Continental. Bentley, before Continental, was just a dying... It was just a brand.
Mm.
Bentley Continental came through. They sold those things like that, 20 rands, you see. And it became what Bentley is now.
No, but it's an LED SUV. I don't know why Bentleys are making SUVs.
You can't let go of that market. It's got so much. Look at Porsche. Porsche is like, us enthusiasts of Porsche, what are you doing? SUV.
But the Cayenne is a good car.
Yes, like it sold like hotcakes. Anyways, that's me. Please tell us which cars you think are heroes. I might have forgotten some.
Hmm?
For South Africa, Hiace.
You know the last time I saw that ugly Suzu with the that ugly
the Kumbi.
Yeah, Kumbi.
There's one that's new.
One now that's coming out. I think it's an EV or something like that, but it doesn't look nice.
We'll put a picture for fun.
Yeah, so we'll put a picture. And there's actually a car, the Tata Punch. So the IPL is actually being sponsored by
Punch.
Tata,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Punch. And it's not their first time, no?
Yeah, it's been called IPL Tata IPL for quite some time.
Yeah.
So this is an electric.
How much do they sponsor?
It's a lot of money.
Million.
But the thing is, you must also look at the attendance.
Viewership.
Like viewership, like TV rights. That's big money. So I can hard. But in there's not a single game that isn't packed.
Packed, yeah, I know. India. So I'm sure they're selling Tatas like hotcakes. We must actually check that out.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's coming in at 14 lakh. I don't know what 14 lakh is.
Million.
Never. Never. To rands. Nah?
Mm.
So, anyway, while I'm looking that up, so that's the car. If you hit a 6... And you hit the car. No, you hit the car as a player. Mm.
Right.
Then you win a Tata EV Punch. Look, it's EV, you know, full electric by the Indians, and they've got the market for it, you know. So we can look at it probably starting to outsell some of the
in India.
Yeah, some of its cheaper electric competitors.
Look, what not in India?
In
India.
Yes, in India.
Yeah.
In India.
Tata is back.
In SA. Yeah. You know, so that's why I wanted to talk about that. That we might see this Punch coming into the SA market as well.
Okay.
Well, we might see the Punch.
How much will that be? Because I think those are the future of electric cars. These small cars. Mm. Remember the Renault I was talking about, and there's a Nissan Leaf that's coming based on the Renault. But I don't know if it's coming to South Africa. I'll check it out.
But the Leaf has been out for a couple of years now, no?
No, there's a new one fully. It has been, but there's a new one that's based on a Renault 5,
okay,
which has won Europe Car of the Year.
So everyone watching the IPL, every single time, they will see this
punch.
Tata Punch, you know. And I mean, how many South Africans are watching this thing? And when it comes into the market, it's already something that we have.
See.
We have seen, you know. So
let's be honest, Tata doesn't have a good
it doesn't.
Rep. There was a friend of mine in varsity who had an Indica.
It was rubbish.
We were talking about car heroes. That one was a villain.
It almost killed us on multiple occasions.
So, yeah, man, nothing much about sports. IPL is still ongoing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's carry of course, on. Let's
of course, I'm not happy. How can I be happy? Let's see how it goes. Mm. We're coming to the end of the EPL season. Mm. Most soccer seasons are coming to an end.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's see how that goes. Mm.
And then let's have a roundup maybe next week.
Let's have a roundup, yeah, next week. And then I think...
The NBA playoffs start next month.
Yeah.
NBA. It was like next week.
Next week, yes.
Sorry, next
and,
week.
But
right, next month.
Yeah. Lastly, we'd like to thank you, my brother.
Ah, it's
who says
a pleasure.
Not coming back?
For... No.
No, we'd like to thank
it's,
you.
It's the end of the
weeks,
month.
Dude.
This I is mean, how we pay him. He yeah, thought he's getting a man, salary. This
thank
is how
you.
We pay him.
Have some
We'd
water.
Like to thank you, my brother.
Yes, <sir.
laughs> for gracing us, for filling in
Tuso's
seat.
Thanks,
you
my
were
brother.
Great.
We really do
you were awesome.
It. No, you're part of the family now. I think we should have four people.
Not necessarily. I don't think that's a good idea. I think what
never
I,
end.
No, no. What I should do is come back and be off camera. As the fourth mic, just adding chirps there.
Yeah, maybe,
on the
side. That would work.
I think that works. I don't necessarily have to be on camera.
So, please tell us what you think. Do you want
so
Jack
do you
to come
want
back?
Jack,
or Jack
who's
to hit that?
No,
sir.
To be
no,
back.
No. The way we started the show. Remember how we started
oh, yeah,
the show?
Oh, yeah, why not?
I think let's do it that way.
Thank you guys again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again.
We love you, ladies and gentlemen.
Jack, thank you.
Mamoa.
Guys, what you don't see. You see us looking that way, Mamo is cocking.
You know, someone was asking me, guys, like when you look the other way, you look scared. Yeah, you know.
Mamo, take it out, you don't know. In the back of my brain is a gold mine, and I'm piling up stats. Gold mine, you catch my drift in no time. You see me shit in the night time. You're fighting out in the meantime. Kiss your face, six in a gold vibe. Smoking the choking the weed in the 4-5. Living the dream in the speed at the same time. I'm thinking of picking you up just before 9. You've been playing just as hard as you grind. And I got the recipe to help you to get out of your mind. Get your black. Who's that out there raising the bar? Get your black. Playing like the cause has no bar. Get your black. Driving that good shasha for more. Get your black. Who told your ass to wait by the car? Get your black. Get your black. Get your black. Don't chip blind. Squad got my back from front line. Bobbing and weaving the mean with a straight ride. Reeling and dealing to see us take flight. Then it's pay time. And without vibe, we don't see time. Cause when we fly, it's a skyline. In the meantime, I'm rolling up to jets for the lift off. Line up the shots, wanna take four. Get a drink for the lady. No straw. We boys acting shady. It's all. Claim to drive Mercedes. Pull us up. Before the things in life get you running out of your life. I got the recipe to help you to get out of your mind. Get your black. Who's that with his head in the clouds? Get your black. Footsteps leaving death in the ground. Get your black. A king but never needing a crown. Get your black. You get the answer once you deep in the sound. Get your black.